Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. We have a special guest in the studio with us and a good friend of mine, Kevin Rosendahl from Grace Christian Outreach Ministries, a missionary. Kevin, for how many years have you been a missionary?
Well, I've been a missionary in Mexico 17 years. And before that, I did ministry in the inner city Tampa area, helped start rehab centers in that same Tampa area. And, yeah. And prior to that, I was on an Indian reservation down in Cibique, Arizona, doing ministry to the Apache Indians. So most of my grown life has been doing missionary work or ministry of some sort.
Well, welcome back to Minnesota. you're back. Tell our listeners where you're living now. And you grew up in Madison.
Yep, I grew up in Madison from the time I was two on. I've been in Madison, and actually we have our ministry address still is 205 Wildwood Avenue, Madison, Minnesota, my parents' place, because we move around a lot, and so that's like our most stable address, I guess. So, but we also base out of Texas, and then we're in Mexico at least every month doing ministry, and it's been great to be back up in Minnesota. It's where I go to get refreshed and get rejuvenated and encouraged.
See family and
friends.
See
dad and mom and brother and family and friends, and always go back rejuvenated and ready to get back at it.
Okay, tell our listeners a little bit about Grace Christian Outreach Ministries, how it got started and what you're doing today.
Okay, well, it was started back in 1998. I'd been ministering in Teen Challenge in Tarpon Springs, Florida, and once I finished there, I felt like God was leading me to start my own ministry, and I did that. And a couple years later, I was in Mexico doing ministry, and we do various things. You know, the Ministry of Grace Christian Outreach. We do church planting. The past year, we've started one church down in central Mexico, in a village outside of the big city of San Luis Potosi, Mexico. It's about 8 hours in. And then the COVID-19 pandemic hit. And so our plans are to start another two or three churches in that area. There's numerous villages where there's no Christian church at all. And we've already done outreaches, but we just got to go and find the person to run the churches and stuff. And then we also do kids outreaches. Like, we use the kids outreaches to share the gospel. Mm-hmm. And then from that, oftentimes churches are started. And we also
all in Mexico, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. We also do some things, you know, in other countries, but it's not nearly what we do in Mexico. You know, like we have a director in India, and he does outreaches, and he feeds people there. And I've been to Haiti and the Dominican Republic several times doing ministry there, and we have want to go back there as soon as I can. But our focus is in Mexico, and we also bring in like tons of like. We call it compassion ministry. Like, we have semis that go down from
semis.
Yeah, semi trucks, and we have like people, like farmers donate steel, like corrugated steel from their sheds, and that goes down and goes on church roofs or house roofs. We have a church in Hutchinson donated like 200 sanctuary chairs that cost them $85, the pastor said, each.
Oh, wow.
And in Mexico, usually you see chairs that are plastic or, you know, almost falling apart, but these are going to be really nice chairs for them. We brought down a lot of beans and rice and food because of the COVID-19. They had lockdowns for a long, long time, and there's no welfare system in Mexico except the church. You know, that's, you know, and so if the government's not going to help, and so there was an incredible need, and so we were able to bring down two or three semis of supplies down this past year already, and then one more is going down next week, and a lot of that was food, and we also bring down a lot of literature from Omaha, Bibles, medical stuff, whatever people give us, you know, like some of the other things that people donate are blankets and quilts. A lot of the churches around here, they have quilting groups, and so they send down blankets and quilts with us. Also, school supplies, you know, joy boxes or blessing bags. It's like when people, you know, some of you have heard of Franklin Graham's, what's it called, Paul? The boxes that they send down. And so we have something like that as well that a lot of churches in the area do. And then we bring them down and we use them at our kids' outreaches in December, but also around the year. You know, also various things, you know.
Good. Yep. Yeah, so when you do an outreach in Mexico, give us the details of it. Do you hand stuff out, and do you do a little kids' sermon, or do you, I know you preach a lot in Spanish. Are you fluent in Spanish now, Kevin?
Well, yeah, I would say...
Teach yourself?
Yeah, when I went down to Mexico, I think the only words I knew were like taco and burrito and maybe Dios, which means God. But I had a chance to go to language school, but I felt like God was telling me just to keep on doing his work, and he would teach me Spanish through that, and that's what I've done. And so I learned by immersion. You know, and Sylvia,
your wife,
she was my first translator. Okay. And, but she's not down in Mexico as often as I am. So I had to kind of learn, you know, I couldn't lean on her as a crutch anymore. And so I really picked it up then.
Good. Well, you need it. So, you know, I know I've never been down to Mexico with you, but boy, I'm from what your parents tell me and what I see in your newsletters. Grace Christian Outreach Ministers is really a hands-on ministry. I mean, you're right there providing supplies and spiritual guidance to a lot of people.
Right? Yeah, we're connected with probably, I mean, at least 100 pastors and churches, maybe, you know. And so we help them in various ways, you know, and depends upon what their, you know, what, how we can help that, you know, that specific church. Can
you give us any examples or stories of something that's happened recently to you?
As far as like
outreaches and
stuff. Okay, well, you know, I was talking about those villages that we were in, and so in Mexico, like when there's no church there, you know, you have to find a place to meet, you know, for the people to come to. And so in one of the, or the first village we went to on that trip, we ended up doing the outreach in a barn. And so they moved all the bales over to one side of the building, and then the chairs were on the other. And then we did a drama. There were some songs, and then a children's Bible message. And then we, you know, we prayed over the kids. We gave them a chance to trust in Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And then I remember the guy that donated his barn, you know, we asked him how we could pray for him. And he was an older man, about 80 probably. And he said, "I just want God to remember me." Mm-hmm. And that was very, I mean, it was kind of like, wow, you know, it was very interesting. And and so we do that, you know, and then our next outreach was in front of a health center in another village where there was no church. And so we were outside in front of this health center. And there we gave out eyeglasses, and so many people needed eyeglasses, and it's just incredible what God does down in Mexico.
Good. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously you don't do this by yourself, so who helps you, or how do you get these supplies?
Yeah, so the supplies are donated by churches and individuals, or, you know, even youth groups help. Whoever's led to help, you know, and so like I mentioned some of the things before, you know, like... school supplies, hygiene items. We go into the prisons in Mexico some, and they need shampoo. Like if you go to a hotel and you know, you don't use your soap and shampoo and lotion, you know, those are things that you could donate. Combs, deodorant, you know, and then we bring them into the prison and we share the gospel, and then we bless the people with hygiene items. Because in Mexico, if you don't have a family member in that city where the prison is, you don't get soap and shampoo and deodorant.
Yeah, I went on a mission trip a number of years ago to Hermosillo, Mexico, and we went into a men's prison, and it's really different. It's not like American prisons.
Yeah, it's not.
If you want to survive, your family and friends have to provide for you.
That's right on, and I mean, it's hard to believe, but people, you know, we did a big outreach of several hundred people, and people were almost ready to fight over a little thing of shampoo. You know, it really touches your heart, almost brings you to tears, but. Also, housewares, you know, we bring down and bless people in the real needy areas, some clothes.
Okay. Well, somebody's listening right now and they want to help you, with this, and, how can they contact you or talk about your website and stuff like that?
Okay. Our website is www.gracechristianoutreach.com. And then our Facebook, you know, if you want to be, you know, I'm always posting on Facebook, or quite often. And so that's Kevin Grace Christian.
Kevin Grace Christian. Just and then, search for that, okay?
Yep, yep. And then my parents, well, phone number is 320-598-3094. My personal cell is 512-757-9523. And my email is gcomkevin@outlook.com.
Okay. So. Your mother and father, Myron and Judy Rosendahl, here in Madison, they play a big part in the ministry too, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They really handle, like, all, you know, with all these supplies that are donated, you know, they pack them up in boxes. And then Randy Camrath over in Canby, he has a store called Water Billboards. And so he lets us use part of his warehouse as our warehouse.
Oh.
And then they load up, or they use their forklift to load the semis with the supplies. And but yeah, dad and mom, they help in so many different ways. Yeah. I can't even count them all.
And if somebody wants your newsletter, how can they get your newsletter?
Yeah, you could. They're again, call me at 512-757-9523, or you could send a message on the website at gracechristianoutreach.com, or email me at gcomkevin@outlook.com. Mm-hmm.
Or you can get a hold of me at the radio. Yeah, yeah. I'll help you out there, Kevin.
Paul is always a blessing. I know he will.
All right. Hey, thanks for coming in and sharing from your heart and what you're doing in your ministry. You're doing great work.
And please keep us in your prayers as well. You know, we need that. Mexico is not the safest place around.
Yeah.
And we just need prayer for protection and for people to... you know, have a real hunger for the things of God.
Okay.
So thank you.
Yep. Thanks, Kevin, for coming in. I appreciate it. Nice to see you again.
It's nice
this
to
is
be
our
here.
Yearly visit, isn't it?
It's always a blessing, Paul.
All right. Kevin Rosendahl from Grace Christian Outreach Ministries.